Good evening, I'm Sally Brophy, B-R-O-P-H-Y. I live here in Belfast. Thank you for your time. One of the statements Nordic often makes is, to feed the world, we have to do things differently. It is a dangerous illusion that we can solve global hunger by expanding industrial-scale agriculture. The world already grows more than enough food to feed 10 billion people. Hunger is caused by a scarcity of power. Power over land, water, and wealth. Nordic isn't trying to feed the world. They're trying to feed people who can afford expensive fish. They want to do this by digging a giant hole in the Belfast Bay watershed, then filling that hole with huge concrete and steel machines that require enormous amounts of power and water. My family has been in Maine for 6 generations. Mainers are resilient. We can go from snow to freezing rain to heat waves all in the same week. We know how to check in with our neighbors and share what's needed. There are sustainable ways that this grand environment we share can produce healthy food. Nordic's proposal is not one of them. For example, Nordic is currently seeking a discharge permit. That permit is literally a license to pollute. Do we really want to go back to the past where building a giant food processing plant beside Belfast Bay was supposed to be the answer to our future prosperity? The crucial need for tax revenue makes the city and state susceptible to corporations promising money. We need to pay for schools and roads and snowplows, and the list goes on. But we can't pay for them with smoke and mirrors. As we heard this morning, Nordic hasn't even supplied a coherent financial plan. Their answer was, well, we need the permits before we'll have any details on our finances. I wish we could buy a business that way. Just give me the keys, and once I've moved in, I'll show you how to pay for it. Nordic likes to state that the carbon footprint of his product would be less than that of salmon air freighted from abroad. What happens if the lucrative markets of Boston and New York aren't open to buying Nordic's fish? Then Nordic will ship them wherever they need to in order to sell their product. There are no carbon savings in this misleading statement. In truth, Nordic's factory would be very carbon intensive. Growing food on chemical-intensive monoculture farms is quite literally destroying the resource base, soil, water, climate, on which future food production depends. We cannot afford business as usual. Now is the time to change these old patterns and address climate change by rolling back monopoly power and creating favorable conditions for more localized, resilient, and equitable food systems. Maine can be a leader in this. Our environment is Maine's most valuable asset. This board, as an independent decision-making authority responsible for the protection of our environment, can safeguard those assets to ensure that we can feed our communities in the future. Thank you.
Thank you.